Welcome back to the program, everyone. I want to return to something we discussed last month, which was the local response to the Syrian refugee crisis. Something worth discussing in the aftermath of the federal election. Refugee advocacy groups are praising Prime Minister-designate Justin Trudeau's plan to bring 25,000 Syrian refugees to Canada by the end of the year, although some are saying it's almost an impossible task. Earlier this week, about 50 representatives for organizations involved in resettling refugees met with federal immigration officials. And the question has become, does Canada have the ability to properly support the massive influx of refugees in the short time period we have here? It's a question that still needs to be answered. More locally, though, I'm curious where we stand on local efforts to help refugees. You may remember that last month, Western University announced a multi-pronged approach to help support refugee families, students, and scholars. To get an update on that, we're now joined by Vicky Essis. She is a professor in the Department of Psychology. She's also a director for the Center for Research on Migration and Ethnic Relations. Vicky, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Before we get an update on what you're doing, just to make sure we're all on the same page, what are some of the initiatives that were underway and started last month to assist with this Syrian crisis?
So the initiatives at Western include a social science refugee sponsorship fund. We were raising money to sponsor initially a Syrian refugee family through a G5, which is a group of five private sponsorship application. And we also have an undergraduate sponsorship or an undergraduate scholarship program and a program to bring in scholars at risk to the university from Syria.
So how have those efforts gone?
Okay, so I'm only going to talk really about the G5 effort because that's really the only one I know about.
Sure.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so the efforts to raise money for a G5 application have been going really well. We received donations from over 200 people. We received a donation from, for example, from the campus police of $1,000 from their donation fund, which they raised through the sale of unclaimed property, so we benefited from that. We also received a donation of about $1,200 from the hospitality services, who raised money through a Syria relief coin drive. So they had jars near the cash registers at various locations across campus over the past few weeks. So very impressive. And we are really grateful to all the people who pitched in to help. So I'm pleased to say that as of the beginning of this week, we've raised over $40,000. That means we've hit our target of raising $30,000 to support a sponsorship application for a family of five Syrian refugees. And we've actually surpassed that target.
Must feel good to surpass your target?
Feels great.
Did you think you would get there? I mean, there's no shortage of worthy causes out there that people can donate money towards.
I think that's true, but I was quite optimistic. Starting off early on, people were already donating and emailing and calling to ask what they could do to help. So there was a lot of positive reaction to this initiative. In addition to financial offers, we received offers to help with our G5 application from various parties. We received offers of help with housing the family when they arrived, people offering rooms and houses. So really fantastic and enthusiastic support.
It's interesting. It probably makes sense. There was a real visceral reaction to the story when it first broke last month. So the way or the idea that people are, you know, responding with donating money, but also other ways, I think fits with that.
Yes, I think that's true. In fact, we had a number of people asking if they could volunteer in some way. And in response to that, we set up a volunteer committee to coordinate any offers to help out Syrian and other refugees who are arriving in London. So we did that in partnership with the London Cross-Cultural Learner Center, and we've had a number of people who have now started volunteering to assist with government-assisted refugees or new Syrian refugees who are arriving and other refugees who are arriving in London.
Is the money-raising part of it, is that almost the easy part? Now comes making sure it's put to the right use and goes to the right areas and it can do what you want it to do?
So the point of the fundraising was to support a G5 sponsorship application, and that requires quite a bit of paperwork and then being either identifying a family or being matched with a family who we sponsor. So the initial G5 private sponsorship application team is in place. We're ready to begin the sponsorship process. And through our contacts, we've sent a request to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Turkey to identify a family in need who we can sponsor. And we expect that that sponsorship process will get started very soon. So there is still, work to do. There's paperwork to do. There's identifying a family, which we're quite optimistic about. And then there's, going through the process of bringing them here. Once they arrive, of course, the goal of the funding and the sponsorship is to support them for their first year in Canada. That includes finding housing for them, hooking them up with settlement services who we're very well connected with, helping them to get their kids in school, if there are kids, get their health card, get driver's license if they need that, etc. So there is work to do, but it's exciting work.
It's a lot when you start to think about all the different little things that people need.
Exactly. But we're very enthusiastic about it. And in fact, the G5 sponsorship application requires a group of 5 people. We actually have a group of 7 people who will be part of this application process.
Has the timeline gone as to what you thought it would or would like it to have gone? There have been a lot of grassroots organizations I've seen, certainly in London, but also elsewhere. So I can imagine, coordination, certainly with the government and everyone else trying to just make sure everything is processed in time might be an issue.
Yeah, when we started off, we realized that this wasn't going to happen tomorrow. So I think we were quite realistic that the sponsorship process can take a while. And, we're committed to the process. So if it takes 6 months, we'll stick it out. But, we have contacts in Turkey who are working to identify a family, which is one of the important steps. They'll have to do all the security and health clearances there before they can come. And, of course, we know at the same time that the new government has, the Liberal Party has announced that they're going to bring in 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this year. So we're also waiting to hear how they plan to do that and whether people like us can fit into that process in some way. I was going to say that is apparently going to be announced next week, the process for doing that. I know that there have been some announcements and some requests by settlement agencies that the timeline be extended slightly. 25,000 people in a short amount of time will be a challenge in terms of just providing them with housing and services and healthcare and language, language training, etc. But I'm really happy that this is happening. I'm really pleased that we will be doing this, and I think it stands well for Canada that we are.
Are you still raising money, or are you going to try and do more? Not that you haven't done a lot already, but because since you did exceed your fundraising total.
Yeah, so we're continuing to raise money because the situation of Syrian refugees is really dire, and especially with winter coming. And the more we can do to sponsor refugees to Canada, I would say the better. So any additional money that we raise, and we are continuing to raise through various efforts, will go to either sponsoring a second family or increasing the number of family members we can sponsor in the first family. So we had aimed for a family of 5. We could expand that. If we can get together a new group of 5 to sponsor a second family, we may do that, et cetera.
If anyone does want to assist with that, what would be the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to contact me via email. I believe you have my email address.
I do.
Okay. That would be a fantastic way to get involved. If there are people who want to be part of a second G5 application, I'd be happy to help them out, and we are raising these additional funds. The goal is to sponsor as many people as we can and to help them once they get here. So people just have to realize that if they want to be part of a G5 application, there is a commitment to helping a family in their first year here. It's a shared responsibility, but it is a responsibility.
Indeed. Vicki, I certainly appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That is Vicki Essis. She is the director of the Center for Research on Migration and Ethnic Relations at Western University. Her email is V Essis. So it's V-E-S-S-E-S at UWO.ca. So that's V-E-S-S-E-S at UWO.ca. We need to pause. When we come back, we'll have the audio gem. You're listening to The Pulse with Devin Peacock on AM 980.